My goodness. The one promised paradise the same day that Jesus died. Oh no. Talk about immediate canonization. Was the criminal who, tradition tells us, had murdered people during his life. And then Peter, whom Christ, again, remember on one occasion, chapter 16 of Matthew's Gospel, after Jesus, remember, asked his disciples, who do people say that I am? They gave him different answers. And who do you say that I am? And then Peter, always Peter spoke up. Sometimes he said the right thing, sometimes he said some very stupid things. Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Then Jesus said, and you, his name was not Peter, and you are Peter, the rock, on whom I will build my church. And then, in the same chapter, Jesus goes on to foretell his passion and death. And what does Peter do? Master, don't you dare go up to Jerusalem. They will kill you. And then what did Jesus call Peter? Satan. In other words, this same Peter was called Satan. Satan Peter. Saint Peter and Satan Peter. Why did he fall? And Peter, remember, had to learn. He didn't want Jesus to suffer. And Peter also was, as we know, a slave of both human respect. He saw Jesus being led away by the guards on Holy Thursday night. Peter got scared. So when he was asked, aren't you one of his disciples? No, I never knew the man. Tonight his master, sisters, we are hearing. How do sinners become saints? And sinners become saints by embracing the cross. Otherwise, sinners become Satans. And if one of the apostles could be called by Christ, called Satan, Jesus was teaching us something. Am I clear? And this is where, and this is part two of our class. How to train others. Train them. And they are all sinners. Just assume that. And sisters, you don't have to hear their confession. That, as I've told you, after we lived for a while in the same community with people, we could go to confession for these people and maybe make a better confession than they do. We know, how well we know, what sinners other people are. But sinners must suffer to become saints. Otherwise, they become Satans. And hear it. On the Sunday after I returned to the United States, as I told you, I have my two classes. One on the Holy Spirit and the other a class on the evil spirit. I'm giving a course in demonology. And here it is. This is the teaching of the church. Every person in mortal sin is an agent of Satan. Do you hear me? Every person in mortal sin is an agent of Satan. That is St. Ignatius' teaching. The way I was taught, what I'm telling you, the devil uses sinners, and he organizes them. And are they ever organized? Here's what I want to also say. I may have asked you people on some occasion, but I ask you again. Now, your community, does your community give psychological tests for the sisters entering the missionaries of charity? No. No. Am I clear? Never. Never give psychological tests. And the adverb is never. Having done my own graduate studies with a degree accordingly in psychology, I know psychologists. I counsel psychologists. I counsel psychiatrists. And do they ever need help? What do all these psychological tests ignore? They ignore two things. And I know of only one exception. A Catholic psychiatrist from Boston, Massachusetts. We are good friends. He is, as we say, a rare bird. All psychologists and psychiatrists ignore two things, a free will and God's grace. In other words, holiness, so far from being close to people, with a sinful past, naturally speaking, psychologically speaking, those with a sinful past, well, should not be admitted to a community. And that is why. Now there might be a handful, maybe a half a dozen members, pardon me for saying this, missionaries of charity. If to become a missionary of charity, you are to prove you have never sinned. It almost seems, I'm using careful language, it almost seems as though Jesus specialized in sinners. His first pope and the first person whom Revelation records as having witnessed the resurrection, his first pope was, well, a liar and a coward. And the first person who Christ identified himself to in the Gospels was a prostitute, converted prostitute.